A je dobré byť znovu s vami a hovoriť z Božieho slova.
And I'm grateful again to have Victor here to translate for me.
A znovu tu budem ja, Viktor, ktorý bude mu pomáhať s prekladom.
Last week we began the book of Ephesians.
Minulý týždeň sme začali takú sériu kázni z listu Efeským.
And we learned what it meant to be to enjoy the spiritual blessings of being in Christ.
A sme hovorili o tom, aké je bohatstvo v tom, že sme Božie deti a že sme v Kristovi.
And today I want to continue from there in the next passage from verses 15 through the end of the chapter.
A dnes chcem hovoriť o tom texte, ktorý sleduje toho veršu 15 až do konca prvej kapitoly.
So I would encourage you, if you have your Bibles today, to have the text open before you so that you can see it with your own eyes.
Ak máte svoje Biblie so sebou dnes, tak prosím vás, otvorte si tento text Efežanom 1 a budem čítať od 15 do 23.
Great. I would like to pray real quick for my for this morning as well.
A na prvom mieste by som sa chcel modliť.
Father, I pray right now that you would that you would give me words to speak this morning.
Pane, prosím ťa, aby si mi dal slova, ktoré mám hovoriť.
I pray that I would speak as I ought to speak boldly the gospel of Christ.
A prosím ťa, aby si mi pomohol hovoriť odvážne, aby som dobre hovoril tie slova evanjelia.
And I ask, Lord, that the words of my mouth
a prosím, aby slova mojich úst
and the meditations of my heart
a rozmýšľanie, prenímanie môjho srdca
would be pleasing to you.
Aby bolo tebe ľúbe, Pane.
My rock, our rock and our redeemer.
Naša skala a náš vykupiteľ.
Amen.
Amen.
I was thinking about this passage a lot this week.
Veľa som rozmýšľal o tomto texte, z ktorého budem hovoriť tento týždeň.
And this particular portion of Ephesians deals with many things.
A tento oddiel tejto kapitole hovorí o veľa veciach, o mnohých veciach.
But one strong thing that you see here is how it is Paul is praying for the saints.
Ale jedna taká téma, ktorú tu môžeme vidieť, ktorá tak je hlavná, dá sa povedať, je to, ako sa Pavel modlí pre ľudí z Efezu.
And in a moment we'll read the text.
A o krátku chvíľu budem aj čítať ten text.
And I want you to think about how is it that he is praying for the people in Ephesus.
A chcem, aby ste sa dobre sústredili a rozmýšľali o tom, ako sa on modlí pre týchto ľudí.
And we know that Paul obviously takes his example from Christ.
A uvedomujeme si, že Pavel si bral príklad od Ježiša Krista.
And Paul and we know that we're to be followers and modelers after Christ.
A vieme, že by sme si mali brať príklad od Ježiša Krista.
And Paul himself says, "Brethren, join in following my example," many times.
A Pavol párkrát povedal, že a berte si príklad odo mňa.
And so it only makes sense that as we read this, we say, "Oh, how can we change perhaps or add to the way in which we pray so that we can pray like Paul prays and so we can pray like Christ would have prayed as well."
A aj naše myšlienky mali ísť v tom smere, že ako my môžeme alebo čo môžeme pridať do našich modlitieb, aby sme sa modlili tak, ako sa modlil Pavel, a aby sme si aj cez to brali príklad od Ježiša Krista.
So I hope that after today you'll come away with some new ways to think about how to pray for each other.
A mám nádej, že to, čo vám budem môcť odovzdať a to, čo sa všetci spolu budeme môcť naučiť, je, ako sa môžeme modliť pre iných.
But not only how, but why.
Ale nie iba ako, ale i prečo.
What is the big picture in regards to the way in which we pray and the why of which we pray?
Aby sme dostali taký väčší obraz, prečo sa vlastne modlíme.
Before we start this text, though, I want to go back to the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 26.
A predtým, ako začneme, pôjdem do skutkov 26.
And here we see Paul giving testimony before King Agrippa.
A tu vidíme, že Pavel dáva svoje svedectvo pred kráľom Agripom.
And he's telling the story about how his life was dramatically changed on the road to Damascus.
A hovorí o tom, ako jeho život bol zmenený na ceste do Damasku.
And we know that Paul was once Saul and he persecuted the Christians.
A z novej zmluvy poznáme, že Pavel bol kedy bol Saul, ktorý vlastne prenasledoval a zabíjal cirkev.
And it says here and he was given authority to do this by the chief priests.
A v tomto texte vidíme, že od veľkňazov on vlastne dostal to povolenie, že aby to robil.
Listen now to his transformation.
A poďme si teraz pozrieť na jeho zmenu.
Keď som takto išiel do Damasku s mocou a dovolením veľkňazov, cesto som naprave poludnie videl. Král môj, svetlo z neba jasnejšie než žiara slnka, ktoré zálialo mňa aj tých, čo šli so mňou. Všetci sme padli na zem a ja som počul hlas, ktorý mi po hebrejsky hovoril. Šavol, Šavol, prečo ma prenasleduješ? Tážko ty proti osňu sa vzprierať? Ja som sa spýtal, kto si, pane? A pán povedal, ja som Ježiš, ktorého ty prenasleduješ. Ale staň a stoj na nohách, lebo som sa ti na to zjavil, aby som ťa ustanovil za služobníka a svedka toho, čo si videl i toho, čo ti ešte zjavím. Budem ťa chrániť pred ľuďom aj pred pohanmi, ku ktorým ťa posielam. Prečo? Otvoriť im oči. Otvoriť im oči, aby sa od tmy obratili k svetlu a od satanovej moci k Bohu. A tak dosiahli odpustenie hriechov a podiel medzi posvetnými vierou vo mňa. So it's interesting to get some context of how Paul, Saul, started his journey.
Je zaujímavé dostať ten kontext, ako vlastne Saul, teraz Pavel, začal, ako sa jeho život zmenil, ako začala jeho služba.
And you notice how he says, I'm sending you to open the eyes of these people, both the Jews and the Gentiles.
A zaujímavé je vidieť, že Boh mu hovorí, že ja ťa posielam, aby si otvoril oči i Židom, i pohanom.
And we hear similar language as Paul then begins this prayer for the saints in Ephesians chapter 1.
A zaujímavé je vidieť, že potom keď z tohto textu ideme do textu z listu Efeským, vidíme, že on rovnako takto začína aj tú modlitbu pre týchto veriacich v Efeze.
But before he starts in verse 15, I just want to remind us that what it means again for us to be in Christ, just briefly.
A predtým, ako pôjdeme do toho 15. veršu, chcem len skrátka povedať o tom, čo to znamená, že sme v Kristovi.
In the previous verse, at the very end of verse 14,
pri samom konci 14. verša,
it talks about the fact that we are God's own possession.
Hovorí o tom, že my sme Božie vlastníctvo.
And it's to the praise of his glory.
A je to na slávu jeho chvály.
So we belong to God.
Takže my patríme Bohu.
And it's for his glory that we exist now as being Christians, as being in Christ.
To znamená, že a je to preto, že sme boli na chválu jeho slávy teraz my, ktorí sme jeho deti.
His glory is at stake in the way in which we live and the way in which we move and have our being now.
A jeho sláva sa zjavuje v tom, ako žijeme, ako sa správame, ako hovoríme.
And we can take great confidence and hope in that reality because he's going to finish the work that he begins.
A my môžeme mať nádej, lebo on dokončí to, čo začal.
In Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, Paul says it to them that he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it until the day of Christ.
A Pavol v liste Filipanom 1 hovorí, že ten, ktorý začal dobré dielo vo vás, ho aj dokončí.
But this is something that God has begun in us. This is not something that we have begun. He began this work in us.
A je toto niečo, čo Boh začal. Nie je toto z nás. Toto je dielo, ktoré Boh začal v nás.
We are his therefore.
A my sme jeho.
It's the same with Paul. Paul did not begin this work in himself.
A rovnako tak aj Pavel, on nezačal toto dielo sám od seba.
He was hit by this bright light in the midst of killing Christians.
A on bol zastavený týmto veľkým svetlom, keď bol na ceste, aby zabíjal kresťanov.
It was God's mercy and grace that was shown to him so that God would have his way with him and his purposes in his life.
A Boh ho zastavil, aby sa v Pavlovom živote uskutočnil Boží plán.
To the praise of God's glory.
Na chválu Božej slávy.
And so he continues now in verse 15.
A teraz poďme do toho 15. verša.
Preto, keď som aj ja počul o vašej viere v Pane Ježiša a o láske k všetkým svätým, neprestávam za vás vzdávať vďaky, keď si na vás spomínam vo svojich modlitbách. So Paul had heard about their faith.
Takže to, čo vidíme, je, že Pavel počul o ich viere.
And you notice what he also says. He says he had heard about their love for all the saints.
A zároveň si môžeme všimnúť, že hovorí, že ja som počul aj o vašej láske k svätým.
These two realities are a strong motivation for why Paul prays in this way for them.
A tieto dve veci, ktoré Pavel počul o Efežanoch, ho motivujú k tomu, aby sa modlil pre nich.
Faith,
viera
in God, in Christ,
v Boha a v Ježiša Krista,
and love for God's people.
A láska k Božiemu ľudu alebo k iným kresťanom.
Which is the outworking or the proof of a real living faith.
Čo je vlastne tá láska dôkazom tej pravej viery.
Existing together as the body of Christ.
To, že existujeme spolu ako cirkev Ježiša Krista, vlastne dôkazom, že sme naozaj jeho.
So this is Paul's motivation for why he continues on to pray specifically these next things, because he sees that these people have they exist in them faith in Jesus and love for God's people.
A toto je Pavlova motivácia, lebo vidí tieto veci v životoch týchto kresťanov a motivuje ho to, aby sa modlil pre nich slova, ktoré teraz budeme počuť.
And then he says he does not cease to give thanks for them.
A potom hovorí, že ja neprestávam za vás ďakovať.
This is one of the first things I want us to think about, and as we pray for people, how often do we take time and give thanks for them?
A toto je prvá vec, ktorú chcem, aby sme si všimli, ako často ďakujeme za ľudí okolo nás.
And specifically, what is it we're thankful about for them?
A čo sme vďační, alebo za čo sme vďační, keď myslíme o tých ľuďoch?
I think this is something that the body of Christ actually needs to be hearing more.
A myslím si, že toto je tá jedna vec, o ktorej by sme mali viac počúvať, alebo o ktorej by sa malo viac hovoriť, o tomto ďakovaní pre našich bratov a sestry.
And we need to hear from each other how we're praying for one another.
A zároveň, aby sme aj zdieľali jeden s druhým, že toto je to, čo moja modlitba pre teba je.
This is one of the other observations I made as I was reading this, is that Paul is strategically showing them how to pray. He's showing them how he's praying for them.
A to, čo vidím, je, že, alebo ešte jedna vec, čo som si všimol, je, že Pavol strategicky dáva tieto slova do tejto kapitoly a ukazuje im, ako sa majú modliť a ako sa on modlí pre nich.
So they were receiving encouragement not just from the fact that, hey, I'm praying for you guys. Hey, I'm praying for you. But they were receiving very specific doctrine and training and encouragement by exact words of what he was praying for them. And here Paul, sorry, go ahead.
Thank you. Takže Pavel nielenže im hovorí, že no len aby ste vedeli, modlím sa pre vás, myslím na vás, ale im tak aj akoby teologicky ukazuje, že toto je to, čo ja túžim, aby ste mali. Toto je to, čo je moja modlitba pre vás. Toto je to, čo chcem, aby ste prijali.
And here Paul is not with them. Obviously they're not hearing his voice.
Takže Pavel nie je s nimi, oni nepočujú jeho hlas.
You know where he is, right?
A neviem, či viete, kde on momentálne je.
He's in chains in Rome.
A on je momentálne vo väzení v Ríme.
And here he's focuses on praying for the body of Christ across the ocean.
A on je tu vo väzení v Ríme a modlí sa pre jeden zbor, ktorý je za morom.
And he's giving thanks for people while he's in prison.
A on dáva vďaku pre týchto ľudí, pokým je vo väzení.
He's giving thanks for them when he remembers them in his prayers, and he doesn't cease to give thanks.
A on hovorí, že neprestávam za vás ďakovať, keď vás spomínam vo svojich modlitbách.
And I'm sure there were things that were challenges for him to hear that were happening across the ocean.
A verím, že boli veci, ktoré možno Pavel počul o nich a možno ho aj trápili a boli ťažké pre ňo.
Just like it is, there are challenges sometimes with us, between us or with one another.
Rovnako ako aj my častokrát zažívame, že medzi nami možno sú niektoré veci, ktoré nás trápia, možno nás aj bolia.
Maybe a difference of opinion here and there.
Alebo máme rôzne myšlienky o iných veciach.
But that doesn't stop him from giving thanks.
Ale toho aj tak nezastavilo v tom, že ďakoval pre svojich bratov a sestry.
Because what was most important was their faith in Christ and their love for one another in the midst of it all.
Lebo to, čo jemu bolo najdôležitejšie, bola tá viera v Ježiša Krista a láska k iným svätým.
So when we pray, let's remember to give thanks for each other when we pray for one another.
Takže keď sme v modlitbách, tak ďakujeme Bohu za našich bratov aj sestry.
And maybe you're praying on your own at home.
Možno sa modlíš sám, keď si doma.
I would encourage you to send them a note and let them know specifically, hey, I prayed for you today in this way.
Keď sa modlíte pre niekoho, pošlite im niekedy správu, myslím na teba, modlím sa pre teba a toto je to, čo moja modlitba pre teba dnes je.
I wanted to try to put this in practice this week in a variety of ways. And so,
a pokúšal som sa tento víkend toto nejak prakticky hneď aplikovať.
And so every time that I had to communicate with somebody or had the opportunity to communicate with somebody via SMS or text or whatever, I would pray for them in this way.
Robil som to tak, že proste komunikoval som s mnohými ľuďmi cez SMS alebo Messenger alebo akokoľvek.
And then I would send them a note and say, "Hey, I just want to let you know that I give thanks for you guys for you and I'm praying for you in this way."
A poslal som im správu, ktorá znela asi takto, že ahoj, som vďačný pre teba, modlím sa pre teba a toto je moja modlitba pre teba dnes.
And it was really an encouragement for me to do that.
A bolo to veľkým povzbudením pre mňa toto hneď praktikovať.
And it ministered to my spirit.
A slúžilo to aj mne samému.
But it was encouraging to hear the responses back and hear what it meant to them.
Bolo zaujímavé a také povzbudzujúce vidieť alebo čítať tie odpovede, ktoré som dostal.
Because we're all a part of this body of Christ, right?
Lebo všetci sme časťou tohto tela Ježiša Krista.
And we're all in a walking in a difficult world.
A každý z nás kráčame týmto svetom a niekedy to nie je ľahké.
A world that's lacking hope.
Sme vo svete, ktorému chýba nádej.
And where there is a very real and present danger and an enemy against us.
A je tu nepriateľ, ktorý reálne ide proti nám.
And so we need each other.
A potrebujeme jeden druhého.
And we need to hear how each other is thinking of each other and praying for each other.
A potrebujeme počuť to, ako jeden o druhom myslíme a čo sa modlíme jeden pre druhého.
Maybe I'm a bit more sensitive to it in these days because I've been away from my wife for a very long time.
Možno som trochu citlivejší tento posledný týždeň, lebo už nejaký dlhší čas som bez svojej manželky.
And so I've experienced a lot of aloneness.
A cítil som veľa takej samoty
throughout the day.
Počas dňa.
And sometimes I have Gavin with me, which is great.
A niekedy mám Gavina so sebou.
But when he's not there, then for some longer periods of time, and it's like a vacuum all of a sudden.
Ale niekedy on tam nie je a potom odrazuje to ako taký vákum.
And it's just me and the Lord.
A sme tam iba ja a Pán.
And sometimes it's just really a sense there's that when you know when that sense of aloneness just can kind of overcome you sometimes.
A verím, že to poznáte, že niekedy taký pocit samoty a úzkosti príde na nás všetkých.
And yes, you know God is there and you speak to him.
A vieme, že Boh je tam, že je prítomný, hovoríme k nemu.
But sometimes when you just have that need to hear somebody speak into your life.
Ale niekedy potrebujeme počuť, že niekto hovorí do nášho života.
Another a brother sister in Christ.
Niekto z našich bratov alebo sestier.
And it was becoming more and more strong for me this reality, how I need to hear people's voice into my life.
A som si stále viac a viac všímal, ako veľmi potrebujem to, aby niekto hovoril do môjho života.
One of the guys I'm discipling from Fusion, we were meeting recently.
A jeden chalan, ktorý z Fusion, s ktorým pracujem.
And I told him, hey, I know I'm probably older than your dad, but I need you too to speak into my life.
A som mu povedal, že viem, že ja som pravdepodobne starší ako tvoj otec, ale potrebujem, aby si aj ty hovoril do môjho života.
I need you to pray for me too.
A potrebujem, aby si aj ty sa modlil pre mňa.
And so we have this little agreement now that we're going to check up on each other on Facebook Messenger and say, "Hey, how's your walk with God going?"
A sme sa tak dohodli, že budeme občasne jeden druhému písať a pýtať sa jeden druhého, že ahoj, ako sa ti dnes darí s Pánom.
And it really is encouraging.
A bolo to veľmi povzbudzujúce.
It was a beautiful thing for me to suddenly because I gave him permission to say, "Hey, please do this for me. I dare you. Please do it."
A bolo to zaujímavé vidieť alebo pozorovať, že som aj ja jemu hovoril, že proste rob to, urob to, potrebujem to.
And it was a beautiful thing to see him actually follow through and ask me how I was doing in these ways.
A bolo zaujímavé vidieť, keď on to naozaj urobil a odpovedal mi a pýtal sa ma, že ako sa ti darí, ako sa ti darí s Pánom.
Paul continues then more specifically, how else did he pray for them?
A ďalej vo veršoch vidíme presne to, ako sa Pavel pre nich modlil.
In verse 17.
Vo verši 17.
He says, "Nech vám Boh našho Pána Ježíša Krista, Otec slavy, da ducha, múdrosti a zjavenia, aby ste ho poznali." You notice here,
môžeme si všimnúť,
that he's praying for something very specific for them.
Že sa modlí niečo veľmi špecifické pre nich.
He's praying for them to know the glorious Father.
A modlí sa preto, aby poznali Boha Otca.
When it's all said and done, it all boils down to this one thing.
Aby tú jednu vec, ktorú mali a vlastnili v živote, je to poznanie Boha.
I pray that you know the Father better and better, more and more.
A hovorí, že mojou modlitbou je, aby ste poznali Boha stále viac a viac, lepšie a lepšie.
He doesn't say, "I pray that you know your spouse better."
On nehovorí, že modlím sa preto, aby ste poznali svoju manželku alebo manžela lepšie.
Although it's good to know your spouse, I'm not saying
so. Aj keď je to dobrá vec.
He doesn't pray that you get to know sport better.
Nemodlí sa ani preto, aby lepšie rozumel nejakému športu.
He doesn't pray that you know some subject in school better.
Aby nemodlí sa im preto, aby lepšie pochopili nejakému predmetu v škole.
All these are things are good and valid, but he gets to the bottom of what's most important in life.
Aj keď tieto veci sú dobré, ale Pavol ide do hĺbky a hovorí, že chcem, aby ste poznali túto jednu vec, ktorá je najdôležitejšia, a to je poznanie Boha.
To know the Father.
Aby ste poznali Otca.
And then he says in verse 18.
A potom vo verši 18 hovorí,
nech osvieti oči vašho srdca, aby ste vedeli, aké je nádej z jeho povolania, aké bohatstvo slávy je z jeho dedičstva vo svätých, a aká nesmierne veľké je jeho moc pre nás veriacich podľa pôsobenia jeho mocnej síly. So he prays for three things here.
Takže Pavel sa tu modlí pre tri veci.
He's asking that the eyes of their hearts are opened.
Aby oči ich srdc boli otvorené.
This is what the Lord said he was going to use Paul for. Do you remember when we read that verse in Acts 26?
Ak si pamätáte, v skutkoch apoštolských 26 sme presne o tomto čítali, že Boh hovoril, že ja ťa posielam, aby si otvoril oči slepým.
I'm going to use you to open the eyes of the Jews and the Gentiles.
A Boh mu hovoril, že ja ťa posielam k Židom aj k pohanom, aby si otvoril ich oči.
So Paul is asking that their the eyes of their hearts are enlightened.
Pavel sa tu modlí, aby oči ich srdc boli osvietené.
And I preached on this actually in a number of years, a couple of years ago here.
A pred pár sými rokmi som presne na tento verš kázal tu v tomto zbore.
And so, but it's good to remember it and remind ourselves of it again.
A chcel som, aby sme si trošku na to spomenuli.
But think of your heart.
Ale probujme sa zamyslieť nad svojím srdcom.
And think of in your heart there's as if there's a light switch.
A vo vašom srdci je niečo ako vypínač. Ďakujem.
Yes. Or like a dimmer. It could be like a dimmer switch. Yes.
Vypínač.
Okay, vypínač. Okay. And what he's wanting to see happen is that the lights are fully on.
A to, čo Pavel, to, po čom Pavel túži, aby sa zapli také svetlá v ich srdci.
From darkness to light.
Z tmy do svetla.
No shadows.
Žiadne tiene.
Nothing that's preventing you from fully knowing God.
Aby tam nebolo nič, čo by im bránilo ozajstnému poznaniu Boha.
The eyes of your heart be fully enlightened.
Aby oči vášho srdca boli plne zapnuté.
God's glorious majesty just blazing.
Aby tá sláva Božia svietila vo vašich srdciach.
Like Jesus was blazing at high noon, brighter than the sun, blinding Paul's eyes.
Rovnako tak, ako Božia sláva žiarila na Pavla, keď išiel do Damasku.
He's asking that Jesus does the same thing for these saints.
A Pavel sa modlí, aby Boh urobil túto rovnakú vec pre týchto kresťanov.
We have no room for darkness in our hearts.
Aby tam nebol žiaden priestor pre temnotu.
Why?
Prečo?
Is he asking this to take place?
A prečo sa práve toto modlí?
So that you may know what is the hope of his calling.
Aby sme poznali nádej jeho povolania.
What is the hope of his calling?
Čo je tá nádej jeho povolania?
He had said in that previous text in Acts chapter 26.
A on hovoril v tom texte, ktorý sme čítali zo skutkov apoštolských,
that Paul would be used to show them how to receive forgiveness of sins.
Sme videli, že Pavlovi bolo povedané, že budeš im hovoriť, ako môžu prijať odpustenie,
God's righteousness,
Božiu spravodlivosť,
and a place for them,
a miesto,
in God's future kingdom,
v Božom budúcom kráľovstve.
This is the hope of our calling.
A toto je tá nádej nášho povolania.
The fact that we have Christ covering us and we are forgiven.
To, že máme Ježiša Krista, ktorý nás pokrýva a ktorý, cez ktoré máme odpustenie hriechov.
And we are destined for a place.
A Boh nás zobral z tohto sveta a predurčil pre kráľovstvo.
In God's kingdom.
V jeho kráľovstve.
And so he doesn't want them to forget who they are in Christ.
A preto Pavel nechce, aby zabudli, kto oni sú.
Have you been called?
Si ty povolaný?
Has God gotten a hold of your heart?
Sa Boh dotkol a chytil tvojho srdca?
We have other texts that talk about calling.
A je ešte jeden text, ktorý hovorí o povolaní.
One, for example, is in Romans.
Jeden je v Rímanom.
8:28. And it says that we know that God causes all things to work together for good.
A vieme, že ten text hovorí, že Boh pôsobí všetky veci vyšli na dobré tým.
For the good of those who love God.
Pre dobro tých, ktorí milujú Boha.
And are called.
A sú povolaní.
According to His purpose.
Podľa jeho plánu.
Similar to we are God's possession, His purpose.
Rovnako ako čo je v Efežanom píše, že jeho vlastníctvom pre jeho slávu.
But he causes all things to work together for good to those who are called.
A zaujímavé si všimnú, že Boh koná dobre pre tých, ktorí sú povolaní.
And to those who love God.
A pre tých, ktorí milujú Boha.
Have you been called by God?
Si ty bol povolaný Bohom.
Has he gotten a hold of your life and your purpose in life is forever changed?
Sa on dotkol tvojho života a zmenilo to smerovanie tvojho života?
If it sounds foreign to you,
ak sa si toto zdá úplne, že ukradnuté,
I pray that you discover the hope that is in Jesus Christ alone.
Tak mojou modlitbou je, aby si zistil alebo našiel, čo tá nádej je.
But if it sounds familiar to you,
ale ak ti toto znie známe,
and it resonates inside your heart,
a rezonuje to v tvojom srdci,
praise God.
Tak sláva Bohu.
And keep following after him.
Tak ho nasleduj.
And make sure your heart has all the lights on, that you're yielding yourself to the Spirit so that God can use you.
Pracuj na tom, aby celé tvoje srdce bolo osvietené a podávaj sa Duchu Svätému, aby on to vykonal.
So a practical application question on that particular point.
A taká praktická otázka k tomuto.
Would be, is there anything in my life that is preventing me from knowing God?
Taká praktická otázka by bola, že jestuje nejaká vec v mojom živote, ktorá mi bráni ozajstne poznať Boha.
Is there anything in my life right now that is preventing me from continuing on in his calling on my life?
A je tu nejaká vec, ktorá mi bráni, aby som plne nasledoval to povolanie, ktoré on mne dal do života?
And is there anything in my life right now that is clouding my vision of the hope that is so strongly and urgently before me?
Je tu nejaká vec, ktorá mi bráni vidieť tú nádej, do ktorej ma on povolal?
If yes,
ak áno,
we need to ask God to turn on his floodlights in our heart.
Tak našou modlitbou by malo byť, aby Boh zasvietil do našich srdc.
And we need to have other people pray with us specifically for that in our lives.
A potrebujeme, aby sa aj iní ľudia, naši bratia a sestry, modlili, aby sa toto stalo v našich životoch.
And we need to hear their words of prayer and encouragement in our lives.
A potrebujeme počuť tie slova toho, čo sa oni modlia pre nás do našich životov.
The second thing he prays for here.
Druhá vec, ktorú sa pre nich modlí, je.
He says that you may know what is the wealth of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
A druhá vec je, aké je bohatstvo slávy jeho dedičstva medzi svätými.
Now, I take this to mean that this is God's inheritance. not my inheritance in this situation.
A to, čo si všímam, je, že tu píše, aké je jeho dedičstvo, nie moje dedičstvo.
But we do have an inheritance as we read in chapter 1.
Ale my máme dedičstvo, ako sme čítali v tejto kapitole.
But in the spirit of what was said in verse 14, how we are God's own possession.
Ale na základe toho, čo sme počuli vo verše 14, že my sme jeho vlastníctvom.
It would only make sense that we are his inheritance. We are something he receives for his glory.
Je logické, že toto, čo tu píše v tomto verši, je, že my sme jeho dedičstvom, ktoré on prijíma.
And it's a valuable and beautiful and glorious thing.
A je to krásna vec počuť takéto slova.
I can take encouragement from that. I am valuable to God.
A môže to byť povzbudenie pre nás, že my máme hodnotu v Božích očiach.
And you can take encouragement from that. You as his saints are valuable to God.
A my ako svätí, ktorí patríme Bohu, sme jeho dedičstvom.
And you know as well as I do how belittled we can feel in life often in this culture.
A častokrát každý z nás sme zažili to, aký ponížený a akú malú hodnotu častokrát máme v spoločenstve, v ktorom žijeme.
Kicked down, pressed down, discouraged by people.
Že sme tlačení, že nikto nás nepozbudzuje, častokrát naopak.
One enemy attack after another.
A jeden útok od nášho nepriateľa, jeden za druhým.
You're no good. You messed up. That's terrible.
Znovu si to zbabral, znovu si to celé zle spravil. Prečo si to spravil? Ty si nikto a nič.
What were you thinking?
Čo si myslel?
We need to hear this, that we are God's possession. We are his glorious inheritance.
A preto potrebujeme počuť, že my sme jeho dedičstvom.
We are valuable to the creator of the universe.
A v očiach stvoriteľa tohto univerzumu my máme hodnotu.
And we need to have other people, other saints speaking this into our lives and encouraging us with these prayers.
A zároveň potrebujeme, aby aj naši bratia a sestry nám hovorili tieto rovnaké veci do našich životov.
And then finally in verse 19.
A potom ten 19. verš, alebo tá tretia vec.
He prays that they would know the incomparable greatness of God's power toward us who believe.
A tá tretia vec je v 19. verši, aká nesmierne veľká je jeho moc pre nás, ktorí veríme tak, ako v nás pôsobí jeho mocná sila.
As displayed in the exercise of his immense strength. You just said that, I think, didn't you? Yes.
No. Tu dokázal na Kristovi, keď ho skriesil z mŕtvych a posadil v nebi po svojej pravici.
So it goes on to say that the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
A Pavel tu hovorí, že tú moc, ktorá pôsobí v nás, to je tá rovnaká moc, ktorá skriesila Ježíša Krista z mŕtvych.
Is at work in us.
Tá rovnaká moc pôsobí v nás.
Now.
Práve teraz.
If we are followers of Christ, if we are saints.
Ak nasledujeme Ježíša Krista, ak sme jeho svätí.
We need to be praying this for each other, reminding each other of this. Hey, the same power that raised Christ from the dead is at work in you, and I'm praying that for you today, that you walk in that.
A naša modlitba pre jeden druhého by malo byť, že toto sa modlím pre teba. A chcem ti pripomenúť, že tá rovnaká sila, ktorá skriesila Ježíša Krista, dnes pôsobí v tebe.
And this power not only raised Christ from the dead,
ale táto moc nie len, že skriesila Ježíša Krista z mŕtvych.
Incidentally, the Greek word for this word is like dunamis, dynamite.
Ale slovo, ktoré je tu v gréčtine použité, by sa dalo preložiť ako dynamit.
Explosive.
Ako niečo explozívne, silné.
And it also has this context of something that is actually in process, it's working, it's happening.
A zároveň je to slovo, ktoré ukazuje na proces, ktorý sa ešte stále deje.
So this power is explosive and it's happening in us. We have access to this power.
A táto moc, alebo čo to znamená, že táto moc práve teraz je taká explozívna, silná, veľká a koná v nás.
So this power raised Christ from the dead.
Takže táto sila vzkriesila Ježiša Krista z mŕtvych.
But it also enabled Christ to defy gravity and ascend with a human body into the heavenly realms.
Ale zároveň spôsobila Krista, aby proti sile gravitácii bol zdvihnutý do neba.
And seated at the right hand of God.
A posadený po pravici Boha Otca.
Now that's power.
To je sila.
And that power is at work in me.
A tá sila pôsobí vo mne.
And that power is at work in you.
A tá sila zároveň pôsobí
as you yield, as we together yield our lives to the Spirit's control.
Keď sa podávame Božiemu duchu.
As we keep the lights full on in our hearts.
V procese ako dovolujeme, aby tie svetlá v našom srdci boli plne zapnuté.
So the question again becomes, what is there anything in my life right now that is causing me not to access this power?
Takže otázka je, že je niečo v mojom srdci, čo mi, alebo v mojom živote, čo mi momentálne bráni, aby som pristupoval k tejto sile.
What's getting in the way of me from tapping into what is rightfully mine as being God's possession?
Alebo čo je tá jedna vec, ktorá mi bráni, aby som pristupoval k tejto sile, aby som mal prístup k nej, aby som v nej chodil?
I am in Christ.
Ja som v Kristovi.
I am seated in the heavenly places.
Ja som už posadený s Kristom v nebeských, po nebeských oblastiach.
Is my life demonstrating it by the way in which I walk in confidence, by the way I'm feeling?
Sa toto dokazuje na mojom živote každý deň?
By my perspective.
Podľa toho, ako rozmýšľam, akú perspektívu mám.
And how I'm relating to the body of Christ.
A aký mám vzťah k telu Kristovmu.
We need to pray for each other specifically and have people hear us pray for them.
A potrebujeme sa modliť tieto veci pre iných, a zároveň potrebujeme počuť, že ľudia sa toto modlia pre nás.
Reminding us and them about the power of God that is at work in them, that they have access to. We need to hear that from each other and be reminded.
A vzájomne si musíme tieto veci, tieto pravdy pripomínať.
And we need to be reminded about where Christ is seated and how he is in charge of all things.
A zároveň potrebujeme, aby nám bolo pripomenuté, aby sme sa vzájomne pripomínali na tú realitu, že Ježiš Kristus vládne.
He is seated in the heavenly realms.
On je posadený v ponebeských oblastiach.
You know, it used to be that the priests had to stand all day long working at the altar.
Voľakedy to bolo tak, že kňazi museli celý deň stáť na nohách, keď obsluhovali okolo oltára.
They were constantly standing.
Oni celý deň stáli na nohách a tak pracovali.
But Christ,
ale Ježiš Kristus sa posadil.
Our great high priest, he is seated in heaven.
Náš veľkňaz sa posadil.
Why? He's got his feet on the footstool of everything under heaven and on earth and under the earth.
On si sadol a po jeho podnožkou je celý univerzum a všetko stvorené.
Why? Because he finished the work.
Prečo? Lebo on dokončil dielo spásy.
It is finished.
Je dokončené.
Death is conquered.
Smrť je porazená.
He rose from the dead.
On stál z mŕtvych.
So he's seated.
Takže on sa posadil.
And he's above all powers.
A on je nad každým kniežatstvom a každou mocnosťou.
And I and you
a ty a ja
are in him.
Sme v ňom.
We need to encourage each other and pray for each other with this in mind.
A potrebujeme každodenne povzbudzovať jeden druhého s touto myšlienkou a s týmito slovami.
And think about somebody who's maybe walking in a sense of powerlessness and defeat.
A možno niekto z nás chodí úplne bezmocný.
Take some time to pray this for them and then write them and say, "Hey, I prayed this for you today."
A modlíme sa pre takých ľudí a pošleme im SMS-ku alebo správu. Toto je to, čo sa dnes modlím pre teba.
This is what Paul did from prison.
Lebo toto je niečo, čo Pavel sa modlil pre ľudí z väzenia.
We have our many prisons that we feel like we're in, don't we, throughout the week.
A častokrát sa aj počas týždňa cítime, že sme v takých našich malých väzeniach.
We need to model after Paul in this way. Model after Jesus who prayed for us in the West this way before he went to the cross.
A cez toto modlenie sa pre iných vlastne ukazujeme príklad Ježiša Krista.
So that we don't walk in defeat, but we walk in power.
že nekráčame v tom v tej bezmocnosti, ale sme zmocnení týmito slovami.
We were once under the power of Satan.
Voľakej sme boli pod mocou Satana.
But now we are in the power of God.
A teraz sme pod mocou Božou.
From darkness to light.
Z tmy do svetla.
But pray this way for people and then write them a note.
Ale modlíme sa tieto slova pre našich bratov a sestry a potom im to aj oznáme.
Paul prayed this way in prison and then wrote him a note.
Lebo aj Pavel sa modlil túto modlitbu a potom ju zapísal.
And we're reading it now.
A dnes ju čítame.
And doesn't it just encourage you to hear how he's praying for us? How he's praying for the church at Ephesus.
A či nie je toto povzbudením vidieť, ako sa on modlil pre ľudí Efeze, ale i pre nás?
Can you imagine receiving an SMS from somebody this week saying, "Hey, I prayed this specific way for you today," and it's got some proclamation of truth, God's truth in there.
Predstavte si, že tento týždeň dostanete SMS-ku alebo správu od niekoho, že toto sa dnes v tomto momente modlím pre teba, pre tvoj život.
So God put all things under Christ's feet.
A všetko mu podrobil pod jeho nohy.
And he gave him to the church as head over all things.
Jeho však ako hlavu nad všetkým dal cirkvi.
Now the church is his body.
Ktorá je jeho telom.
The fullness of him who fills all in all.
Plnosť toho, ktorý naplňa všetko vo všetkom.
So the church is God's body.
Takže cirkev je telom Kristovým.
Christ is the head of the church. Imagine a body with head and arms and legs.
Predstavte si telo a hlavou toho tela je Kristus.
Christ is the head, king of all,
ktorý je kráľom všetkého.
And we are his hands and his feet.
A my sme jeho ruky i nohy.
And together between Christ and us, we are the fullness of God.
A v tom spojení medzi Kristom a telom, my sme Božou plnosťou.
We demonstrate the fullness of God in all the earth.
My predstavujeme tú plnosť Božú v tomto svete, v ktorom žijeme.
We are to proclaim God's glory to all the earth.
A my máme zjavovať Božiu slávu alebo plnosť celému svetu, ktorý
by the way in which we are, by the way in which we live as the body of Christ.
Tento svet, v ktorom žijeme.
And so you see how it ups the ante, or it raises the stakes for how important it is for us to pray for each other in view of the fact that we're God's possession.
A toto len nám ukazuje a tak nám potvrdzuje, aké veľmi dôležité je, aby sme sa modlili jeden pre druhého.
And in view of what our purpose is and where we are going.
Keď vidíme, do čoho sme povolaní a kým sme.
So may it be that we encourage one another with the way in which we pray by telling each other how we're praying.
A nech sa toto naozaj stane realitou, že takto sa budeme modliť jeden pre druhého a zároveň si budeme to oznamovať.
And be thankful for one another because we are brothers and sisters in this together for this end.
Lebo sme bratia, sestry, sme telom Kristovým a sme všetci tu rovnako na Božiu slávu.
For God's glory. Yes. And to be knowing him more and more and more.
A sme tu všetci pre tú rovnakú vec, aby sme boli na jeho slávu, aby sme ho poznali.
May I pray?
Ešte sa pomodlím.
So Father, we thank you for your mercy in our lives.
Oče, ďakujeme ti pre tvoju milosť v našich životoch.
We thank you that we are in Christ.
Ďakujeme ti, že môžeme byť v Kristovi.
And if there's anybody here who's not in Christ,
ak je tu niekto, kto nie je v Kristovi,
Lord, reveal that to them and cause them to seek your face.
Aby si im to zjavil.
And turn and from darkness to light.
Aby prešli zo tmy do svetla.
And Father, if there's any thing that is in the way of our relationship as saints, if there's anything in the way of our relationship with you,
a Oče, ak je niečo v našich životoch, čo nás oddeluje od teba,
reveal that to us now.
Zjav nám to, Oče.
So that the eyes of our heart are enlightened.
Aby oči našich srdc boli osvietené.
Turn the lights full on with the radiance of Christ.
Zapni tie svetlá tej slávy Ježišovej.
So that there is nothing that prevents us from declaring his glory.
aby nebolo nič v našich životoch, čo nám bude brániť zjavovať jeho slávu.
And filling the earth, Lord, with your glory.
A vyplňovať celú zem tvojou slávou.
May it be that this body of Christ here would you would show us in practical ways how we can write, how we can pray these prayers.
Zjav nám ako zboru, ako toto môžeme praktikovať každý
deň. For individuals here in this room.
Jeden pre druhého.
And to then encourage them.
Aby sme pozbudzovali jeden druhého.
With how we prayed for them.
Tým, ako sa modlíme jeden pre druhého.
We ask this in Jesus' name.
Mene Ježiša Krista.
Amen.
Amen.